Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Williams is here, too, because she's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Over 7 years now. Can you believe that? What kind of a wacko would spend 7 years with me? I don't know what says about her. I don't know what that says about Beverly, but she's a trooper, and she's also the co-author of The 30-Second Commute. She's the world's expert on home-based businesses, and she joins us every other week or so to talk about those things. Hi, Beverly.
Hello, how are you?
It's good to have you here.
I'm always just thrilled to hear my introduction from
what
you.
What kind of a wacko would spend 7 years with me, Beverly?
That's a good question.
You've been asking yourself that question, haven't you?
I really have. You know, why do I keep doing this? And in all seriousness, I keep doing it because you keep serving an audience that needs this information, and I appreciate the opportunity to share my knowledge with them through you.
Well,
now,
you know, Beverly, that was a good second answer. That wasn't the best first answer.
Yeah, I know. You like the other one.
The first one should have involved a word charming and compelling and.
Well, I am all that, but you know.
I'm talking about me.
Yeah.
Hey, Bev, you know, I'm noticing a significant increase in interest in operating a business from home.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's just because people want to be at home. I think it's because of where people are finding themselves.
Mm-hmm.
and they're seeing they're feeling the need to do something to supplement their income, to maybe just to stay busy, maybe just to have an interest. And they're saying their thinking doesn't track with opening up a storefront somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also noodling around, and they're looking around, and they're saying, well, wait a minute, I don't have to have a storefront to do this. I don't have to have a storefront to run a business on eBay. I don't have to have a storefront to do my craft work or my personal services that I offer or whatever. And we're becoming much more independent as individuals, and I'm just going to use the United States for now, Beverly. People are less and less likely in the 21st century to imagine themselves tethered to a business, a big business as an employee, mm-hmm. or thinking of their future in some office somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%, 150% actually.
Not everybody, but I'm just seeing more and more interest in this.
Well, and there is a great deal of interest in the 55 plus. That term is being used a lot now. There's a whole course group designed around 55 and older at community colleges in the part of their lifelong studies type of programs, and they do everything from learning something new to how do you decide whether or not you're ready to retire. My favorite expression has been when my husband was forced into early retirement from a major company, I don't even remember how many years ago now, he was not ready to sit on the front porch in a rocking chair. And I think that's what has happened to a lot of our population as we get, and I say we because I'm in that over 55 group. I have no intention of retiring at 65. I might have thought 20 years ago or 30 years ago that maybe 62 would be my retirement age.
Because you were seeing other people doing it.
Exactly.
Because that's what they were doing. That was the formula. You go to work for a company when you're 20. You
mm-hmm.
work for them till you're 62. You take your gold watch and your pension after the retirement party, and you ride off into the sunset.
Exactly. But it doesn't happen that way anymore.
For a lot of different reasons, though, Beverly,
yes.
isn't it?
Yes, for a lot of different
reasons. Not the least of which is Today, people, what is they say? The 60 is the new 40. People mm-hmm. are living longer,
right.
and they're saying, "Hey, I don't want, you know, how many days a week can I play pinochle, you know,
well,
or whatever."
I look at my own mother who turned 80 last year, and I have a handful of friends who are well into their 70s, who are very active, vibrant people. They're physically and mentally more alert than most people at 50 and 60 were a century ago.
My mother took at 68. Many years ago, my mother took over a job at 68
mm-hmm.
because she wanted to,
right.
not because she had to.
Right.
From a woman who retired at 65.
Right. Yes.
and
exactly.
she had that job for years, for several
yeah.
years.
But the point is that they have the inclination, they have the desire to want to do something, to keep on going, which I think is what has helped us
mm-hmm.
stay so mentally alert. We're not sitting back and not exercising our brains as well as our bodies anymore. We keep active physically and mentally, and that makes a big difference in our energy level and our abilities. When you think about the store, the gold mine of knowledge and experience in people 55 and older, what a waste it would be not to have them use it.
Well, and the thing is 20 years ago, what those people could do was much more limited in
yeah.
terms of turning what their interests and their energy into something productive and fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
The opportunity 20 years ago was not anything close to what it is today.
Exactly. You're right. The technology has certainly helped seniors be able to continue to work as well. There are...
Well, and not only technology, but the bringing of the world to your doorstep. Through when I think of technology, I don't immediately think of the internet. Although I'm sure maybe that was what you were thinking, throwing that in together. And I agree with you. But the ability to bring people, to bring the world to your doorstep, literally your home doorstep,
mm-hmm.
is that's an incredible thing, isn't it?
Well, it is. But what you said earlier in the introduction is also important, and that is that they don't have to have a storefront. It is so much more acceptable to have a business in your home. In fact, people really do envy you that opportunity now, and they're all planning it themselves down the road.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of being able to sit at a desk in a spare bedroom or most homes now have a library or home office set up, and so you've got a computer and you've got your telephone and maybe you even still have a fax machine. You can do it.
Absolutely.
In your home.
Well, of course, what usually happens is they take down the kids' bedroom
yeah.
set and get rid of that shrine, much to the chagrin of the child, and put an office in there.
That's
the
right.
30-second commute, ladies and gentlemen, that's her and Don Cooper's, Beverly and Don Cooper's book. And we're going to talk about some specifics that you can get into in your home-based business after these messages. It's 20 after. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Beverly Williams, the Home-Based Business Advocate. That's what the SBA says she was. Says she's one of the most outstanding home-based business advocate in the world, and maybe in the universe, when they gave her that award in 2002. And she and Don Cooper are the authors of The 30-Second Commute. Doesn't that just have the most intuitive ring to you folks? The 30-Second Commute. It's an outstanding book. And McGraw-Hill published it for them, and good for McGraw-Hill. This is an important book, and I recommend it to you folks. If you're home-based or want to be, you need to take a look at what Don and Beverly have to say. And that's available wherever books are sold, isn't it, Bev?
It is, in every major bookstore and online, et cetera.
Can they find out more about it on your website?
They certainly can, and that's www.beverlywilliams.com.
All right, folks, I hope you'll take advantage of all the things this wellspring, this treasure trove of information about home-based businesses that's inside of Beverly Williams, and she's making it available to you. And, Beverly, we thank you for you making this information and your perspective, your valuable perspectives available to us every other week or so.
No, well, it's my pleasure to be here.
Let's talk about some specifics. We were talking about really kind of getting into home-based businesses in the salad days, so to speak, and when those of us who are a little long in the tooth, Beverly, what are some specific things that we can get into?
Well, I think the important thing here is that a lot of people in our age group have done it, if they haven't been in business for themselves particularly, have done it the way somebody else wanted them to do in their career all up to now. And as they're looking towards their senior years of life, they want to do it their way. One of the things that is so important, as I mentioned before, is the amount of experience and knowledge that seniors have that can be shared with others or used to help others. There's nothing better than seeing a white-haired gentleman dressed in his suit and tie, which they still tend to do, teaching a child to read, doing tutoring. Private tutors are a big deal. And to be able to have the patience and the understanding and the time that somebody 55 or older would have to be able to sit down with the child and teach them, it's so hard for parents. I watch my own children with their children. They are so overworked, so overstressed with their schedules, it's hard for them to find that quiet time. I wish they could, but it's hard for them to find that quiet time to sit down with their child and do that kind of one-on-one. Grandparents have always been known to be the special ones who give that quick little hug when they do something right, and just so many things that being a senior can do for others. So one example is doing private tutoring, not necessarily for children. There is a big need now for, particularly in metropolitan areas, for people who can help the literacy situation for people with the English as a second language.
Right.
So they may be able to do some teaching or some one-on-one counseling and mentoring type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to share your business expertise. If you've been in business or if you were a senior management official, let's say your skill was marketing. To be able to become a marketing consultant for small business startups. Marketing is one of the biggest problems for people. I don't care how many courses or seminars I offer on all kinds of issues around a business, marketing is the one that gets the best attendance.
You're
every
right.
single time.
You are right.
Every time. So to be able to share your experience in marketing with small businesses as a consultant would be a wonderful, wonderful way of sharing your knowledge and supplementing your income. You wouldn't have to do it any more than you wanted to do it. I think you would find that there would be more than enough work.
And remember, Beverly, one thing to remind people is that because you're home-based doesn't mean that everything that you do has to be in your home.
No,
it just means that's
not.
That's where you're headquartered.
Right. It's where you go back to make your phone calls and send out your invoices.
And count all your money.
Right, exactly. Count all your money.
And read Beverly's book.
In addition to that, and I want to make sure that I let people know, certainly I want them to buy our book and Dawn and Mike's book. It tells you how to set up your home office. It helps you decide what kind of business to start in your home and all the things that are important about that. It's called The Ultimate Guide. But there is a book out by some friends of mine who have been writing entrepreneurial books for a number of years. Paul and Sarah Edwards have one called The Best Home Businesses for People 50+. And along with that, and my book, if you are 55 or older, 50 or older, if you're looking towards retirement and saying, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? Here's two resources that I think would help you determine what you can do, how to best share your experience and your knowledge, how to supplement your income, and to do it with grace, to grow older with dignity and still keep active mentally and physically.
Mm-hmm.
So please do that by my book.
Do you know the name of Sarah and Edward, and Paul and Sarah Edwards' book?
Yes, it's called The Best Home Businesses for People 50+.
Maybe you said that. I just missed it.
That's okay.
Folks, you know you're talking to a class act when someone like Beverly recommends somebody else's book. Beverly, you are a class act. We thank you for being here. Thank you for all that you do for home-based business owners. And we could not do without you. Wouldn't even want to think about it.
Well, thank you.
Give us your website one more time.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
Thank you, Bev. See you next time.
All right.
Quick break, right back with Mr. Wayne Cruz. Pretty good man on the guitar himself. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.